This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Very high temperatures and rugged terrain are two obstacles firefighters working to contain the Ukanam fire and several smaller lightning-caused blazes burning in eastern Humboldt and southern Siskiyou County must face this week. The Ukanam fire has burned more than 1,300 acres and is burning in an area with heavy fuel loads along steep slopes and hillsides. More than 600 personnel have been assigned to the fires, and the Ukanam fire is the largest blaze in the Orleans complex. Work to construct burnout and containment lines continues as Six Rivers National Forest officials continue to monitor the threat to private parcels in the region. Three smaller fires have been named, the Forks, Dillon, and Chimney fires, and they are being monitored as hand crews open trails for better access to previously built fire lines. The fires will have an impact on communities in the Klamath drainage, and high temperatures remain a concern for both fire crews and residents. Satellite images above California show the enormous impact of smoke from wildfires burning in Northern California. Residents in communities such as Soames Barb, Orleans, and Wichpeck could see unhealthy levels of air quality as smoke from the Orleans complex of fires impacts the region, according to the Air Quality Management District. Residents in northeastern Humboldt, eastern Trinity, and southern Del Norte counties could all be affected, and for those to the north, smoke impacts from the Island and Clear fires burning in the Klamath National Forest could have an impact as well for communities such as Happy Camp. Smoke impacts across the rest of Humboldt County will be minimal, with moderate to good air quality in most areas. Caltrans has plans to replace the Dr. Fine Bridge in Del Norte County as it crosses over the Smith River on Highway 101 north of Crescent City. Caltrans has prepared an initial environmental assessment of the project that shows the bridge replacement will not have a negative impact on the environment. The new bridge would follow the same alignment as the current bridge and will have 8-foot-wide shoulders and a separate 6-foot-wide pedestrian path on the western side. The 30-day public comment period is currently underway and will expire on the 28th. You can submit comments through email or written letters to Caltrans Eureka office. The County Department of Health and Human Services announced that vaccines for school-aged children are available at local county clinics and other health care providers. School children in California entering kindergarten and seventh grade must be vaccinated before they can be enrolled in public school, unless a medical exemption is provided by a physician. The law requiring mandatory vaccination for school children went into effect last July, and children who attend child care must also be immunized. Caltrans reports that the work to remove debris from the slide near Big French Creek on Highway 299 is about 3/4 of the way complete. Traffic controls remain in place, and road crews will pave a section of 299 west of Burnt Ranch, and that will lead to traffic delays, while work on the Buckhorn Grade between Crystal Creek Road and the Shasta-Trinity County line will result in 30-minute delays as well. Motorists are also reminded that Highway 36 will be closed for 8 hours each workday, from 8 a.m. until noon and 1 until 5, with a one-hour window when the roadway will be open to through traffic. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors will not meet again for 2 weeks. They obviously operate under the impression they have earned time off. Supervisor Mike Wilson is one of those on a 2-week hiatus, and earlier this month he spoke about the first 6 months of his first term as a member of the board. Wilson highlighted the work the board and staff put in on the fiscal year budget, and he said while it contained no surprises and that he was familiar with the process as an outsider, he was pleased he didn't have to be part of budget cuts that boards in the past have had to endure.
I was grateful that we weren't in the process of making really drastic cuts that had been happened in the past, and because those are really painful, and especially when, you know, services really are pretty minimal in a lot of areas. And I'm glad that we didn't have to make a lot of those kind of cuts. And in some cases, we were able to actually expand some services here and there.
Wilson said you need look no further than the willingness of county residents who have voted to increase taxes in order to increase revenue to fund key county services.
Citizens voting for various, you know, tax increases, really, is what it was. And so And what I like about those is that we pay for them here in Humboldt County and they stay here. And then we have these committees that then make recommendations, our citizen committees. And so the processes for how they get allocated are really transparent.
The supervisors will resume their regular meeting schedule on Tuesday, the 15th. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.